Hello and welcome to Healthcare Tax Checkups, a KPMG podcast series featuring KPMG tax leaders on emerging and perennial tax issues impacting the healthcare industry. Today's episode explores experiences with benchmarking for tax-exempt hospital systems. Such health systems use Schedule H on the Form 990 to report on the percentage of community benefit the hospital provides to the community, which helps justify their tax-exempt status. While there's no set minimum percentage required, the public nature of the information reported, coupled with its significance to a health system's tax status, means that this topic is an important one for tax-exempt hospitals.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into this podcast episode. I'm Lori Robbins, the Deputy Tax Industry Leader of KPMG's Healthcare Tax Practice. With me is Brittany Elliser. Brittany is a senior manager in our developmental and exempt organizations practice, specializing in issues involving tax-exempt healthcare organizations. Brittany is based in our Baton Rouge office and has been with KPMG for 11 years. Brittany, thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about some of your experiences with benchmarking for tax-exempt hospital systems. How did these benchmarking surveys come about, and why are they important?
So as we all know, the IRS, along with news media or different outlets, are taking a look at the Form 990. And for hospitals, there is a schedule, the Schedule H, and on that schedule is where the hospital reports the percent of community benefit that the hospital provides to its community. So as of right now, there is no minimum percentage required to be obtained, but we have found that our clients are asking great questions like, why is ours lower than such and such, or what should our percentage be? So this has really opened the door for us and our teams to do a deep dive into those calculations and how they arrived at that percentage that they're reporting on the Schedule H. And it's important because this is the stuff that they get credit for. This is what makes them look good. This is what shows what they are doing in their community and in some people's eyes, sort of what justifies their tax-exempt status. So it's important to understand what makes up that calculations, and it's important to get it right at the end of the day.
And what are some of the benefits to health systems who participate in these benchmarking projects you've been doing?
I think by taking a deep dive now and sort of, you know, getting their arms around what exactly makes up the calculation will allow them to be ready for whenever there is a required minimum percentage that comes out. So they will know all of the areas that they can improve in. They'll know what others are doing around them. I think it's just a great way to sort of set yourself up for what's to come.
Yeah, that's a good point, especially given that every so often community benefit gets the attention of both the IRS, but also those on the Hill. I think that could be of great value to them.
Absolutely.
One thing I'm wondering is, as we have sort of encountered a pandemic over the last, you know, year plus, is that impacting what you found when doing these projects? And if so, how has it impacted them?
Sure. With COVID, you know, we all know that it came with all sorts of curveballs, but the question that we probably got asked the most this year was, how does COVID impact our Schedule H calculations? And so for me, my response was pretty much the same every time. You know, what did you do for your community in terms of COVID? I think sometimes it's easier to quantify it by showing, you know, what did you provide to your local community, to the schools? Did you provide masks to them or things like that? Other times it's easier to qualify it in terms of providing it on the supplemental schedules and in the narratives. But I think it's just important to ask your service provider as to what impacts the Schedule H calculation, because as we all know with tax, there's rules and things that become complicated. So I think it's just a good conversation starter.
And I don't want you to have to get into a great deal of detail with this, but I'm wondering if you can elaborate a little bit on what some of the process looks like when you're working with a client on these benchmarking exercises. How do you sort of approach these, and what does the health system see from their end?
So to start, we ask for the client to provide their current calculation as it currently is being reported. And that's when we sort of take a look at it at in every level of each benefit that's being reported. So we really look at what's currently being included, what should not be included, and then, you know, what can they include that they're currently not including. It really becomes sort of an educational session with different members of the entity's organization. It can range from, you know, financial reporting to, you know, cost reporting people, your marketing people. It's really, you know, sort of a holistic approach that becomes necessary in order to get these calculations done correctly.
Great. So you can give them some suggestions on how to really increase their community benefit that they're reporting.
Yes, absolutely.
Based on the activities, of course, that they are doing. I was wondering if you can give an example of something that you've learned in doing a number of these projects about health systems as a result of these exercises. Were there any surprises along the way?
Yes, there's been lots of surprises. I would say that the biggest surprise and the most often seen surprise is that, you know, these entities are sort of underreporting. They're not giving themselves the credit that they deserve for the good things that they're doing in the community. And so, you know, it's really become apparent that they can do more. They can move those cost centers of where they're doing those activities and not getting the benefit of it because that entity doesn't file a Schedule H. And so for us, it's been sort of a surprise to take a step back and have those conversations with their clients and really help them get to report the good things that they're already doing in the community.
Makes a lot of sense. Before we wrap up, are there any last words or recommendations you might have for those listening?
I would say that Schedule H is just a large, complex schedule. You know, I think it's a way for the hospitals to show off and brag about all the good things that they're doing. I know I've said that many times, but I think, you know, this is a good start to the conversation, or I hope that it sparks something in someone listening that allows us to, you know, come in and have these conversations with you, do these educational sessions, and, you know, really start looking at a larger benchmarking project. It's our hope that this will be beneficial for all of our clients and as well as all of the potential clients out there. So, you know, I just encourage you to reach out to any member of your DAO team that can help sort of get this project started.
Well, and as we see every so often, increased emphasis and examination of the Schedule H and community benefit, it's always good to take another look at these exercises that we do and what's being recorded. So thank you, Brittany, for sharing your benchmarking experiences and your insights. To our podcast listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode. If you have any questions about the topics we discussed today, please reach out to Brittany, me, or your local KPMG representative.
Thank you for listening to KPMG's Healthcare Tax Checkups. For more information, visit the Healthcare and Life Sciences homepage. We'll see you next time.